You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quick note to everyone who's on hold to play. Monday, I always insist that before you play the game, you have to tell us what the highlight of your weekend might have been. Yeah. What was the highlight of your weekend? So everybody who's on hold, be thinking about your answer. What was your highlight, Jer?
Is it wrong if I don't have one?
Yes.
I don't have one.
You have to have a highlight. It doesn't mean it's the greatest thing that ever happened to you in your life. I mean, if you had a great bowel movement, I guess you could say that.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying you can pick anything.
We had some good pizza on Saturday night.
Now, see, what? That wasn't tasty. That difficult, was it?
Got one with a white sauce, a Parmesan garlic white sauce.
I thought you told me your kids won't eat pizza.
I ate pizza. We were moving all day. We were moving stuff out of a house.
Oh,
I was
so
hungry.
The kids.
I wanted pizza.
I have had those with that white sauce, and that is
so good.
Was it like a ranch?
No, it was a Parmesan garlic white sauce, and we did the chicken with banana peppers with it, and that was a solid combination.
Dang.
Whoa, bro. So there you go. Sorry, no bowel movement, but just pizza.
You didn't have a bowel movement all weekend?
No, I still haven't. It's been weeks.
Let's go to the phones.
God.
PJ, good morning. Welcome.
PJ.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What was the highlight of your weekend, PJ?
I had a date on Friday.
Now, is it with someone you're in a relationship with, or was it just a date?
It was like beginning. It's like the beginning stages.
Someone want to be in a relationship with.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. How'd it go?
Does this other person, he or she, are they of the same mind as you? Do they want this to work out, maybe?
Yes. It's a she, so yeah.
Yeah.
She said that she wants to be in a relationship with me, so. But we said we were going to take it slow, so.
What does that mean anymore? Maybe that's a segment for our show tomorrow.
Did you drive to the date like 10 miles an hour under the speed limit or something?
No, like, I don't know. Like, we're just not going to rush right into it. I don't know.
Rush into what?
A relationship.
We sweet, make sweet sure, like, love?
Everything. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where did you meet this? Where'd you meet this woman?
I was actually on a dating app.
Okay.
When
I can ask which one, right? Which one?
Bumble.
Bumble.
Okay.
Did she match up to the dating profile and picture when you met her in person?
Yeah. Her personality is a little on the dull side, but I still like it.
Did you say dull?
Dull.
Just a little bit, yeah.
What?
You just described the woman that you're going out with and want to continue seeing as dull?
I mean, no. See, now you're making it seem bad. Like, it's not like...
Make it seem good.
Like,
are you dull as well?
She's the best kind of dull.
Are you dull as well? Maybe your dullness will match up.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, at times I can be dull.
Well, then I don't think you guys are going to have a problem taking it slow then if you're both dull just sitting there.
Exactly.
Mouth breathing, staring at each other at the Olive Garden.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy
now.
Jeremy gets me.
Hey, where did you guys
go? Jeremy gets me. Yeah, well, I kind of get you too, buddy. I just don't approve.
Where'd you guys go out? What'd you do?
So we went to a hibachi.
I went and watched paint dry.
No, Tom, hold on.
Hibachi?
That's not dull. Yeah, that's fun. That's unless you just sat there and the guy wanted to toss stuff into your mouth and you're like, no. No.
Exactly, yeah.
Dull.
And then we went to Dave and Buster's.
Sure.
Dave and Buster's? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Shots of pool, maybe.
Mario. So,
okay.
Played some video
games.
Great.
Listen, that sounds good. I think you and the dull lady are going to hit it off and be great.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. Are you sorry you called now?
No, I love you guys. So no.
You kind of know what you're going to get when you call, right? We got questions.
Most people do.
We got questions for old PJ.
That's why a lot of times, PJ, when we get hate mail all the time from people like, oh, I can't stand you guys. Oh, you're terrible. I've listened for 4 months. I'm like, you can't figure out in 4 months what our style is like?
Those messages are usually from our bosses. So
see? That's what I'm talking about.
Who from Josh?
No, No, Josh doesn't. Josh just tells us to our face we suck. So.
No, he said our boss, not from Josh.
Not Josh. The boss has sent
boss.
Us.
Josh is you guys' boss.
No, he's not.
He acts like it sometimes.
All right, PJ.
PJ, we got to play the game. We got all these other people who are holding and wanting to play.
All right.
10 seconds. Let's do you know how the game works?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you a category. You got 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. I'm talking about the great state of Michigan. Yeah, you've heard of Michigan, right, PJ?
Yeah.
Ten seconds. Yeah. I need 5 cities or towns in Michigan. They got a bunch of them. 5 cities or towns in Michigan. Ready and go.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't know any.
Nothing?
You don't know any cities or towns in Michigan?
No. I probably do. I'm just trying to go.
Well, that's all right. Well, I'm not going to spoil it. We might use it for somebody else.
We'll tuck it back.
PJ, you know, you didn't win, but we enjoyed talking to you.
Good luck with everything, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good
luck,
buddy. Thank
you. Bye, PJ.
He's a kind gentleman. Hey, Amber, what'd you think when he said his new girlfriend is dull? What'd you think?
I mean, to each their own, right?
I like the way his next answer was, well, you're making it sound bad. I'm like, well...
Yeah, I was laughing. I was like, ah, ha, ha. Totally.
How were you?
Yeah, that's how you laugh?
Ah, ha, ha. Ah, ha, ha.
No. I was laughing. There you go, Amber. Good for you. You're our people too, Amber. I can tell.
Yes.
Highlight of your weekend.
My husband and my 4-year-old daughter went to a daddy-daughter dance, and it was so sweet.
Oh, don't get Dom started on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I personally think it's cute.
I won't comment. What else? What was the second high?
I think it's
but
cute.
Not a, how is that a highlight for you? Are you the just saying because they
empty.
Got out of the house?
It's a memory. I don't know. It was sweet with the photos and, you know, getting her all dressed up and
it's
curling her
cute.
Hair.
Cute.
I know.
Yeah,
that's cute. That's
sweet.
Cute. I can't deny it's cute. But I was thinking for a highlight for you, like something you personally, you know, that was your highlight.
While they went to their daddy-daughter dance, I had a girlfriend over, and we had steak and margaritas and kind of just did our own thing. So,
see, now you're talking.
That sounds great.
Now you're talking.
Right.
Good for you. How many margaritas did you suck down?
Oh, we had a pitcher.
Good for you. So. Hey, if you're going to do it, go big.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to make a cocktail every 10 minutes. So
were they regular margs or like those goofy raspberry ones or strawberry?
No, yeah. I'm very like, I do like limeade, fresh lime juice, and tequila.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Over ice.
That's how you do it right.
Over ice. That's nice. All right. let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
I'm ready, I think.
10 seconds. Yeah, you can do it. 10 seconds. Even though the ratings so far this year have been terrible for it, the Winter Olympics are still going on. So in 10 seconds, we want 5 Winter Olympic sports. 5 different sports you'd find in the Winter Olympics. Ready? And go!
Skiing, snowboarding, bobsledding, that ice game where you do the broom, and oh, God. Ice sculpting. Hey.
And ice skating with the broom.
You talking about curling?
That's curling.
That you push the thing and you...
Curling.
It's curling when you kind of, direct it. You got to... You direct where it's going.
Yes.
Why didn't you just say ice skating?
I think I did.
She did, I believe.
You did?
I think so. I did get distracted
skating,
with ice sculpting.
Snowboarding, skiing...
I think the 5th one was
ice sculpting
and I'm going to have to look that up.
I don't think that's an Olympic competition. That's just something they do up in Silverthorne every year for fun for the kids. For the kids.
They do have...
No. You don't get gold in ice sculpting.
Hold on.
What?
The national. Let me just read
what
I found. I'm going to have to do a little extra research, but what I found is the National Ice Carving Association has just been formed. Competition circuits have become popular, and around 1994, He began taking his hobby more seriously and started competing in national events. Significantly, that was also the year ice carving became an Olympic sport.
What? Shut up, man. Look at that.
I'm reading it on this, you know, there's everything online is correct, right?
Yeah.
This here says ice sculpting has made its way to the Olympics, not as a sport, but as a cultural Olympiad event. So they're just doing it for fun.
Well, why does it say here that was the year ice carving became an Olympic sport?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Ah, bummer.
So we're going to have to say no.
Oh, that's okay.
I really enjoyed talking to you. I hope you have a great day.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye, Amber.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, some smarty pants is going to write in. I guarantee.
Look, she didn't believe it herself.
No.
It's down to Jesus and Steve. Hello, Jesus. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine. It's going great. We're way over time here. You haven't played Rattle Off in the last month or two, have you?
I have not.
All right. What was the highlight of your weekend?
I went to Manitou Springs with a couple of friends, and we went to the cabin.
Went to the cabin.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Did you go to Cave of the Winds or anything like that while you're down there?
No, we just kind of were taking pictures of the sights. I saw a lot of deer.
Pictures of deer.
Good for you.
All right.
Well, that sounds actually like fun. That's Jeremy's shaking his head. You don't think that's fun?
I think that sounds fun.
Oh, okay.
Taking pictures of deer?
Well, you know,
how many do you need? You take one. You take one and then you go back to the cabin and have some Jaeger.
Yeah. Once it got dark, we went back to the cabin.
What'd you do in the dark at the cabin?
Hey.
What kind of friends were these?
Hey.
We just had some videos to shoot. No big deal.
You're making movies? Hey, Zeus, we're running out of time. We got to play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
10 seconds. Give me five different places that are open 24 hours. Five places that might be open 24 hours. Ready and go.
Walmart, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, some gas stations.
Darn it. I think Mickey D's even closes down.
Yeah.
I know.
Well,
that was a good effort. At least you got pictures of deer.
That's what you're going to be doing all day is flipping through them.
Jesus is not entertained.
Well, see you later.
Listen, thank you for being on the show. Have a great day.
Bye, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
We are so late right now, it's crazy. Steve, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Good. Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you?
Yeah.
Get us off of that, please, real fast. I'll put you on hold for just a second. Make sure you get off your speakerphone or Bluetooth.
We'll wait.
Count to six. One, two, three. Four, five, six. Okay, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
It's a little better.
Nah, not much. Put that phone up to your mouth. What was the highlight of your weekend?
I had dinner with some friends on Saturday night.
What did you eat?
We went to Applebee's, actually.
Fancy like.
You're telling me that the highlight of your weekend was dinner at Applebee's?
Come on, man. They've stepped it up. They stepped up their game.
It was a very chill weekend.
Okay, that's cool.
Applebee's is the place to go to chill, man.
I was just confirming.
You got to chill at Applebee's.
Did you get an appetizer?
Yeah, actually, I had the chicken wonton tacos. They were really good.
Yum. Mm. I'd eat that.
There you go.
All right,
let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
10 seconds. I'm going to go back to one. Is that all right? Because we're out of time.
Whatever.
And Steve is the last contestant.
Okay.
Don't say ice sculpting, but five winter Olympic sports. Ready and go.
Figure skating, skiing, biathlon, curling, luge, bobsled.
You're a
winner.
You got it. You're a winner.
Winner.
You know, neither of you contestants who had that said hockey. And have you guys seen that the women's U.S. hockey team, they are like obliterating everybody that they're playing?
Good for
the games
them.
Are like 6-0, 8-0. Woo!
That's awesome.
They're destroying it. I got to admit, I haven't watched much of the Olympics this year, but I've seen some of the hockey highlights.
The women
pretty
are tearing
cool.
it up, man.
Good for them. Mm.
Hey, listen, stand by. Josh, come back and talk to you about your prize, Steve, all right?
All right, cool. Thanks.
Welcome. You're welcome. Hey, thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate you.
Ooh, look at that.
We finally got a winner.
I wouldn't win a minute.